is the reason why I came to this country is because they killed my mom and my dad without reason.
Omar Ahmed is a Somali refugee who came to Syracuse in 2003.
The other thing is the reason why I came here because I'm looking for a better life.
He was directed with his wife, three daughters, and three sons to the SHA by a caseworker.
Omar, yes, you can apply a Syracuse Housing Authority because it's to help them for the people have a big family. It's better you're going to move there because you can have a little bit of space.
Omar lives in Central Village, along with many other Somali refugees, and he's taken on a role to help in language, education, and job assistance at the Somali Bantu community.
I would like to thank for Syracuse Housing Authority for giving my people this opportunity and live in this housing, started a new life of the city. I also appreciated office space that the Housing Authority has given to the Somali Community Center.
The center is currently taking donations for a computer cluster. The SHA can also be an employer.
Well, actually, I had some legal issues, and everybody was like, oh, well, you know, we don't help people that have backgrounds or...
Larisha Boyd worked through a Center for Community Alternatives program to find housing and get job training.
When I got hired by Syracuse Housing, you know, they didn't discriminate. You know, they didn't look at me any different. It was just like, you know, your work history and your work ethics, the way you perform a job.
Having employer and landlord in one is convenient, keeps her on track, as Larisha benefited from SHA policy.
And they help people who are either homeless or people that just came home from jail. They help you to find a job, go back to school, get custody of your kids, things like that.
Larisha lives with her two boys and girl in Pioneer Homes, a downtown development she describes as misunderstood and getting better. SHA Executive Director Bill Simmons sees his role as helping lives, not just providing a roof.
If you start to ask them about what creates real opportunity for people, they're going to tell you education. And so in part of our mission.
A mission that starts with housing, but he says has to include creating citizens and community. The federal direction is less money for building renovation and upkeep that gets shifted locally.
And within all that, they've cut monies for drug elimination and youth activities and work programs. And so that's the asset management model, trying to make sure there's high accountability on the public housing side.
The 75th anniversary gala will reflect on the housing history for the agency that now manages 2,300 public housing units, 400 more in affordable housing, and 3,600 people with housing vouchers. But Simmons also has a different focus, raising funds for opportunity.
If a tenant comes to us and they need help with some tuition, books, or computer money, we want to have those dollars available to help them get that leg up.